Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
So you know what I'm worried about with the election next Tuesday? I am petrified that we will not have anything to argue about in America again after Tuesday. The election will be over. All the races will be solved, and we will all live in peace and harmony from now on. We'll have nothing to argue about anymore. It's going to be a whole new world for us. As if that could possibly even happen. People are so concerned about voting right now, either going to the polling place next Tuesday or doing early voting or doing vote by mail or the various ways. Any conversation that I've been in on this has gotten to, you know, people thinking one thing and the law, it winds up being something else. So I thought it would be a good idea if we had somebody on who could actually answer some of your questions about early voting, vote by mail, et cetera. Matt Dietrich is with the Illinois State Board of Elections. And Matt, it's nice to have you on here with us today. Hello there.
It's good to be here, Dean.
I imagine it's super quiet in your office right now, right? Probably nothing going on at all.
Oh gosh, yeah. There's a lot of a lot of interest in this election, I think, this year. A lot of curiosity.
Have you guys done any statistical analysis of the amount of early voting that's taking place? Are we able to compare it to previous presidential elections?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And really, there is no comparison. We are just off the charts so far ahead of where we were at this time in the 2016 election. We have already had 1.3 million votes, early votes in person cast. At this point in the 2016 election, 6 days before, we had 640,000 early votes cast.
How about that?
We had about 655,000 votes. So we're looking at double where we were for early voting. And voting by mail, keep in mind, we only had 370,000 votes cast by mail total in the 2016 election.
Total.
We've already had 1.3 million
holy smokes, wow,
ballots cast by mail this year. And we still have about another 1.3 million still out there remaining to be returned.
I was going to ask you about that because I've been reading some statistics about that where mail-in ballots requested versus mail-in ballots received in many states. The discrepancy is pretty huge. I don't know if people are, just waiting to the last minute to send them back in or, what's going on. Some people are concerned that they're afraid to put them in the mail. So there are a lot of factors going on with returning your ballots.
I think there is a natural tendency for people to wait until not necessarily the last minute when we're talking about mail ballots, but they do tend to hang on to them for a while before they get them right back in. Now, this year we really tried to promote the idea that if you're voting by mail, apply early for your ballot, and as soon as you get that ballot, vote it and get it back in as soon as you're comfortable doing so. And a lot of people have done that. The reason we were saying that was twofold. Number one, if you get your ballot in early and there's any kind of a problem with it, like if there's a question about your signature on the envelope versus the signature on record at the election authority, there's plenty of time to rectify that situation. They have to notify you within 2 days. And rectifying a signature, curing it, as we say, is a fairly simple process. There are cases where, for example, if a vote-by-mail ballot arrives and it is not properly sealed in its certification envelope, or if the envelope is already open when it arrives, those have to be voided. Those can't be voted, so the voter, it can be either mailed a new vote-by-mail ballot if time permits, or they'll be notified to go vote earlier in person if there's not timing. But that's why we had people, you know, advising them for the voters' sake, get it in early. Second part of why we were pushing that idea was the more every ballot that is processed before Election Day can be counted on election night almost instantaneously. When a election authority, as soon as they receive your vote by mail ballot, they process it. They verify your signature. Then they make sure the ballot is intact and they run it through a tabulator. That's the same process as happens with early voting in person. It's just that none of those votes can be totaled until 7 p.m. on election night when the polls close. So the more vote by mail ballots that are already processed and ready to go prior to Election Day, when they flip that switch at 7 p.m., we will have all those votes included in the election night total.
Mm-hmm.
So the mystery of, you know, how many vote-by-mail ballots are still going to trickle in after Election Day will be lessened by voters getting those ballots in before Election Day.
I wondered if
those... We're at right now, we've got about 1.3 million still out there.
Amazing.
But I do think that you're going to see it accelerate now where those vote-by-mail ballots start arriving back with election authorities in much greater numbers than they have been.
Well, it's one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about it today because, you know, I wondered, are we getting close? You know, for example, if somebody has their mail-in ballot sitting on their kitchen table, as I did, when I got mine, I said, I'm going to fill it out immediately and send it right back. And it sat there for a week because I got busy doing other things. So I understand,
mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't holding on to it for a reason. I just got busy doing other things. But I did take it to a drop-off point this past weekend. But if somebody is planning on mailing it, should they figure on a certain amount of time being in the U.S. postal system before it finally gets to your end?
The main issue with if you're mailing it is make sure you get it postmarked no later than Election Day. It has to be postmarked by November 3rd or on November 3rd.
Okay.
It can be received up through November 17th. So at this point, if you're mailing something, you shouldn't have any worries about it being so late that it doesn't even arrive until after November 17th. But the critical thing is, if you're mailing it, be sure that it is postmarked.
Okay.
No later than November 3rd. So getting that postmark on it now, if you're mailing it now, that's not going to be a problem. 6 days ahead of the election. But, you know, this is why the drop boxes were established. The Postal Service would not give us an absolute 100% guarantee that if someone has their ballot postmarked the day of the election, if you take it into the post office, they put the postmark on it right there, they wouldn't give us a 100% guarantee that it would absolutely reach the election authority by November 17th. Now, when we had our discussion with them, they walked right up to the word guarantee, but they wouldn't say that word. And I think most of us know approximately how long mail takes to go through the system.
Yeah.
That's why those drop boxes were there, to ease people's concern that you know, I don't want it going through the Postal Service whatsoever. I want to put it in the drop box
right.
Where I know it's safe and it's going to be collected every single night.
Right.
I
have some questions about that, and so do our listeners both on our text line, which is 312-981-7200, and our phone line, if you'd like to call in, which is 312-981-7200. We're going to go to those next as we continue with Matt Dietrich, Illinois State Board of Elections. Pete Richards in for Anna DeVontis today at WGN. Talking speaking with Matt Dietrich, the Illinois State Board of Elections. You ready to take a couple of phone calls here, Matt?
Sure.
Here is Leslie. You are on WGN.
Good afternoon. I got a mail-in ballot very early. I've mailed it back at least 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to get some kind of notification letting me know that it has been received. Is that normal?
Yeah, a lot of people asking about the notification.
Some jurisdictions do. Some will send you an email or a text, depending on how their system is set up. Most commonly, though, you can go onto the website of your local election authority, and you'll enter your voting information, or they may have, I think Chicago, in the city of Chicago, they provide voters with a PIN number where you can log in. But all election authorities are required under the special election law that's now in effect to give vote-by-mail voters the opportunity to check the status of their ballot. So what I would suggest is go to the website of your local election authority, which is, if you're in the city of Chicago, it's the Chicago Board of Elections. If you're in suburban Cook County or in any of the collar counties, it'll be your county clerk's office. And I know that some of the collar counties are using a service called Ballot Tracks to allow their voters who voted by mail to see where their ballot is in the process. Now, the other thing is, if there had been any problem with your ballot, they are required under statute to notify the voter within 2 days that whether it's a missing a signature or they need to verify a signature or some other whatever the issue is,
right.
You have to get a notice from them.
I
would suggest go to the website of your election authority and check there. They probably got an online tool.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie, for your call. I had a similar concern because I dropped off my ballot in a drop box on Saturday. Other people that I know that dropped it off in the same box got email confirmations, and I have not. So no, I'm hoping that, you know, I'm pretty sure I filled everything out properly. But I guess it could just take, you know, a different amount of time depending on the number of ballots they received, right?
Yeah, and if you were in suburban Cook County, the Cook County Clerk's Office had a press conference yesterday where they discussed they had a couple setbacks over the summer, including a COVID outbreak that shut their office down for a couple of weeks. And they had a press conference yesterday to announce that they were, in fact, all caught up from those backlogs. They also did an upgrade to their systems that had to be done. So they did announce that they're caught up on that. So if any of your listeners had problems previously, maybe checking ballot status or waiting on a vote-by-mail ballot, Cook has said that they're up to speed now.
Yeah.
I'll
wait a couple of days before I start to panic. 630 area code is asking, I received my mail-in ballot, but I've decided to go vote on November 3rd at my polling place. Can I bring in my mail-in ballot to the polling place, or what should I do?
Yeah, that's the most frequently asked question that we've gotten. And actually, it was the most frequently asked question 2 years ago as well. And the caller is correct. If you change your mind and you already have your ballot, take your ballot with you, surrender it. You can do that during early voting now, too. Take it with you, surrender it. You'll receive a normal ballot, and you vote in person, and then your vote-by-mail ballot has been voided.
So,
likewise,
but
you've requested a vote by... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Dean.
I was just going to ask, if I got my mail-in ballot, I shouldn't fill it out at home thinking that I can go to the polling place and hand it in because you're going to be given a different ballot. You're going to surrender the one that you got in the mail and get a new one. So don't bother filling it out at home thinking that you can just drop it off at the polling place.
Right. That's correct. Polling places, for the most part, are not set up to accept vote-by-mail ballots. So you'll surrender it and vote in person. Now, the other question we get a lot is, I requested a vote-by-mail ballot. I haven't received it yet. But now I'd like to just go vote early, or I'd like to go vote in person. And that's fine, too, because if you haven't received it yet, when you go to either your early voting site or when you go to your polling place, the election judge will see that there is a note by your name in the poll book that you did request a vote-by-mail ballot. They'll ask, did you receive your vote-by-mail ballot? You tell them, nope, I don't have it. And then they will give you an in-person ballot, and you can vote just like normal. If your mail ballot then subsequently shows up, it's no longer valid. So discard that. And whatever you do, do not fill it out, sign it, and mail it in. That is vote fraud. That's a Class 3 felony.
Right, right. Just real quick, because I have to go to the news. What's the latest date that somebody can early vote?
Early voting runs all the way through November 2nd, through the day before the election.
Okay, all right, so people can do that. Matt, I appreciate the information. If people want to go to a website to get more information, where's the best place to go?
Go to elections.il.gov, and you can also go to your local election authority's website if you know that one. But elections.il.gov, that's our website. It will get you there and give you all the information you need.
Sounds great. Matt Dietrich, Illinois State Board of Elections. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Dean.